Questions 11 and 12. Listen to the following conversation.
Well, I had a nice relaxing vacation. How about you, Tina?
I wouldn't exactly call it relaxing, but it was interesting.
I remember you said you were either going to Europe or you were going to work at your parents' company.
I changed my mind and didn't do either of those. My anthropology professor talked me into volunteering for an archaeological project in New Mexico.
That does sound interesting.
Number 11. Who is Tina? Number 12. What will the two speakers probably discuss?
Questions 13 and 14. Listening to a telephone conversation.
Good morning. Thanks for calling the sales office of Hillman & Johnson Publishers.
Yes, hello. This is Dave Gruning. I'm the manager of Kennedy Bookstore at Southwestern State University. I'm calling to check on the availability of a textbook, Case Studies in International Business, for the spring semester.
Let me just check that on my computer. Let's see. Is that the text by Sternberg?
That's right. I'll need at least 120 copies sent to the bookstore at the latest by next Wednesday.
I can't really promise they'll be there by next Wednesday. It may be the following week.
But that class starts on Monday of the following week.
Number 13. Who is the woman who answers the phone? Number 14. When does this conversation take place?
Questions 15 and 16. Listen to a conversation that takes place in a university office.
Hi, how can I help you?
I'm looking for an application form for the graduate school. Can I pick one up here?
No, this is the financial aid office. Graduate admissions is across campus from here. Do you know where Nicholson Hall is? It's in the office building next to that.
I'm not sure. I'm not very familiar with this campus.
Number 15. Where does the man probably work? Number 16. What will the rest of the conversation probably deal with?